You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
This episode is brought to you by Light Life. Coming in 5 different flavors, there's original, buffalo, smoky, 3-grain, and flax. Lightlife's tempeh plays well with whatever is for dinner tonight. You can find Lightlife tempeh at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section or at lightlife.com. Hi. This is Play Me a Recipe. I'm Emma LaPerouque, the food editor at Food 52, coming to you from my kitchen in New Jersey. Today, we are going to be making the perfect thing for when I am craving a giant sandwich, which, let's be real, happens a lot. A plant-based Italian sub. The recipe is linked in the show notes if you need to refer to it, but otherwise, we'll be gathering ingredients, slicing, searing, sandwiching, all of it right here together. Feel free to pause or jump back if you need a little bit more time. This sandwich was inspired by all of the awesome delis in New Jersey. There are so many of them, and no matter which one you go to, you can always find a really great Italian sub. It is meaty, cheesy, messy, so satisfying. This is my at-home take on that, but with a vegan twist. So tempeh is never not in my fridge. It is hearty and flavorful and filling. And my favorite part, it cooks up in minutes. It's really perfect in this recipe. For this recipe, you're gonna need half of a 6-ounce package of Light Life smoky tempeh strips, neutral oil, like canola or vegetable, whatever you have around, 2 tablespoons of vegan mayonnaise, a small garlic clove, 3 tablespoons of sliced pepperoncini, and don't toss that brine either, we're gonna use that too. 1/2 teaspoon of fennel seeds, 1/4 teaspoon of dried oregano, a pinch of red pepper flakes, salt and pepper, whatever you have around. I'm using kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper. A sub roll. Aim for it to be about 8 inches long, but if it's a little longer or shorter, no big deal. 2 slices of vegan cheese, such as chow. 1/4 to 1/2 of a beef steak tomato, depending on how big your tomato is and how much you want it on your sandwich. 1/4 of a small yellow onion. 1 few pieces of iceberg lettuce. And for drizzling, extra virgin olive oil and red wine vinegar. So the first thing we're gonna do in our sandwich is toasting some fennel seeds. So I am setting a cast iron skillet on the stove. And I'm putting this over about medium heat. Half a teaspoon of fennel seeds into the pan. I'm just gonna let them do their thing until their color gets a little bit deeper and my whole kitchen smells like toasted fennel seeds. So This might seem a little fussy for a sandwich to be toasting seeds just to stir into the dressing that goes on the sandwich. I promise it is so worth it. When I was developing this sandwich recipe, I originally had the fennel seeds as optional. Once I tasted them in the sandwich, I was like, oh no, it's not optional. It really makes the whole thing come together. Fennel seeds, for me, I associate them so much with salami. When you taste them in so many different things, it gives the whole dish a cured meat, salami kind of vibe, a lot of umami and richness and yumminess. That's what the seeds are gonna do here. Toasting them really amps up their flavor. Then we're just gonna lightly crush them in a mortar and pestle. But some of them being a little chunky and whole, it goes really, really nicely with the tempeh, and it makes it taste even meatier than it already does. So while the fennel seeds are toasting, we can work on some of our other ingredients. I am going to have my sub roll horizontally. And every so often I'm standing right by my stove. I'm just gonna give my pan a little shake. This way all the fennel seeds feel like they are being tended to and not left alone. Spices are one of those things. It goes from perfect to burnt, just like that. So we don't want to stray too far from the stove. These look almost done, just enough time for me to grab my tomato and a small yellow onion. I just bought these adorable onion baskets from the Food 52 shop. I don't know if you have this problem, but my onions kept going badly. No matter where I put them in my kitchen, they kept starting to go over to the other side before I could use them. And I use onions quite frequently, so this was driving me nuts. The onion basket, I just hooked it on my wall, and now my onions are happily hanging nearby me, getting all the air circulation that they need. Okay, the fennel seeds look great. They smell incredible. They've got a nice toasty hue. I'm going to grab my skillet and dump it into my mortar and pestle. And now I'm just gonna lightly crush them so that some are halved, quartered, powdery, and others are nice and chunky and whole. Perfect. That's it, just 2 seconds. They look amazing, and now that smell, it just got even more intense and awesome. If you don't have a mortar and pestle, truly no worries. You could hit them with the back of a heavy skillet. You could just chop them roughly with your knife. Anything just to break them up a little bit. It doesn't need to be perfect. It's just a sandwich. While my fennel seeds cool down for a second, I'm gonna slice up my tomato and my onion. This is what I'm guessing will be the last tomato for my CSA. It is giant and juicy and this amazing bright red color. If you're making this sandwich at a time of the year when tomatoes are not feeling their hottest, I find sometimes grocery store cherry or grape tomatoes, those tiny little guys, those can actually be pretty sweet and delicious off season. You could swap those in here if you want. Perfect. So I'm using a pretty hefty tomato, so I only need about a quarter of it. And I just have it in nice thin slices that will go on our sandwich. And now onto the onion. Now, because this is a sandwich, the quantities are so flexible, you really can't mess this up. If you are an onion fan like me, you might want to end up using like half of a small yellow onion. I really can't get enough raw onion on my sandwiches. My husband, he likes basically no onion on his subs. He'll always give his onion to me, which is perfect, but you do you. If you want just a couple slivers, if you want more than I called for it, make it your own. So now we are ready to crisp up our tempeh. I'm gonna grab it from the fridge. And we can just use the same skillet that we toasted our fennel seeds in. I'm getting this over medium heat. I'm adding a thin layer of neutral oil. I like using cast iron here because the tempeh crisps up so beautifully in it. But if there's another pan that's your go-to, you probably can pop that in too. So we're gonna be using half of our package, which is about 4 to 5 slices. Great, our oil is nice and hot. I'm going to add our tempeh directly to the pan. Do you hear that sizzle? These are gonna cook for about 4 minutes total, just until each side is nice and crispy. Now, even they've only been in the pan for less than a minute, I can already smell all that awesome, smoky, salty, spiced flavor. My kitchen smells amazing. Now, if your stove burner is a little bit uneven like mine, instead of fussing with your smoky tempeh strips, you can just rotate your pan, and that will help all of them cook nice and evenly. If your pan looks dry at any point, feel free to add in another splash of oil. You want there to be a nice slick at the bottom of the pan so that the tempeh gets nice and crispy. Awesome. I'm gonna start flipping our pieces. The bottoms have this caramelized, golden, brown, really just happy looking crust. And now we're gonna get the same thing on the other side. Yum. So our tempeh is now nice and golden brown, crispy all over. I'm gonna grab a plate and transfer my tempeh to that. Now I'm gonna go wash the skillet quickly and I'm gonna meet you here after the break. Thanks again to our sponsor, LightLife. Whether it's pan-fried, oven-baked, crumbled, or steamed, LightLife's tempeh's naturally savory, nutty flavor shines through whatever recipe I throw at it. It's a high in protein, versatile, good for your gut addition to any meal, made with only 3 simple ingredients: soybeans, water, and organic brown rice. Check it out for yourself. You can find LightLife tempeh at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section or at lightlife.com. Hey there, this is Play Me a Recipe. As a reminder, I'm Emma Peruk, Big Little Recipes columnist, cookbook author, and an editor at Food 52. Today, I am making my plant-based Italian sub, and we are coming back to the step where I just finished crisping up my tempeh. Now we are all ready to make the garlic mayo. So the garlicky mayo really brings this whole sandwich together. The base of it is a vegan mayonnaise. Now I call for 2 tablespoons, but the sauce, especially in this sandwich, you don't have to obsess over the measurements. If they help you in the kitchen, you'd like everything to be super exact, great, go for it, they're there. But if you'd rather just eyeball things, that's totally cool too. That's what I'm gonna do today. So I have 2 tablespoons of mayo in a bowl. Now we are going to add 1.5 teaspoons of pepperoncini brine. Remember when I told you not to throw that out? This is where it's coming in handy. So this brine is salty, tangy, vinegary, really just all around so bright and vivid. It is going to make all the flavors in the sandwich really pop. Now, of course, you can have a garlicky mayo without garlic. I'm gonna smash my clove with the side of my knife, and now the peel is just going to effortlessly slip off. To mince this, you could keep using your knife and just chop it into oblivion. I'm gonna grab my microplane and grate it directly into the mayo. It's so easy. You just run it over the little blades and then the mashed garlic just goes right in. Now in go those toasted crushed fennel seeds. These are gonna add so much awesome flavor that you associate with a classic deli Italian sub. A little bit of dried oregano, just shaking it in, and a pinch of red pepper flakes for heat. if you're not super into spicy food, you can omit these, no problem. Now, most important part of this sauce, and just about any sauce recipe you'll ever make, is tasting it. So I'm gonna grab a little piece of tomato to help us out here. I'm gonna dip it in the sauce. That's really good. I think I'm gonna add just a smidge more brine for a little bit more of that tanginess and a little saltiness too. The brine is doing double duty in our seasoning. Okay, great. Now that is perfect. Now I'm gonna give my sub roll a super duper quick toast just so that the crust has a little crackle. That all said, if you prefer your sub roll to be soft and squishy, just skip the toasting and roll with the sub roll as it is. Great. So now this has a little bit of toast to it, and we are all ready to assemble our sandwich. I'm spreading the inside of the roll with our garlicky mayo. And I am making sure that I'm getting every last drop because it is just that good. And now we're all ready to stack. First up are smoky tempeh strips. These still smell so awesome and flavorful. Next, a couple slices of your go-to vegan cheese. I'm using chow. Some iceberg lettuce. Now, if you want to swap in a different lettuce, like romaine or even arugula could be nice here, go for it. Our thinly sliced tomato. Now, at this point, you might be thinking this sandwich is never going to stay together. You might be right. Italian subs are meant to be messy, and this is going to be messy. That's okay. And now our onion. Yum. This looks so good. It's like a giant salad between two pieces of toasty bread. Just what I want to be eating for lunch. Just a few spoonfuls of these does the trick. They are so concentrated and bright in flavor. Just a little bit goes a long way. And finally, we are going to sprinkle everything with salt and pepper and do a pour of olive oil and red wine vinegar. Now, I know this might seem like overkill. We already have our garlicky mayo after all, but I really think the double dressing makes the sandwich. Now we're gonna close it up and give it a press to make sure that all the ingredients are nice and acquainted with each other. Now we're gonna slice it in half. If you are taking this to school or work, you might wanna keep it whole and bundle it in foil and then just eat it out of the foil when you get to wherever you're going. Because I'm eating this at home, I can cut it right here and dig in. Our sandwich is assembled. It looks absolutely gorgeous, almost too pretty to take a bite, but I'm gonna take a bite anyway. This is so good. It is just as flavorful as it is messy. I have napkins at the ready. The Light Life Tempeh has this awesome smoky, meaty flavor, so much umami. Then we added those fennel seeds, the red pepper flakes, the dried oregano. It really takes me exactly to that Italian sub that I go to a deli for around my home in New Jersey, except we didn't need to go anywhere. We made it all at home. It all just happened to be plant-based, but still all of the same great vibes. And that's it. Thank you so much for joining me today on Play Me a Recipe. How did your sub turn out? Let us know by leaving a rating and a review. And in the meantime, you can find me on Instagram. I'm at Emma LaPerouque. And for more about Light Life Temping, head to lightlife.com. We'll see you next time. Actually, one more thing. While you just heard me make a plant-based Italian sub, I wanted to share a little riff that you could do if you want to yield an entirely different and also very, very delicious result. Instead of the smoky tempeh strips, next time try the buffalo flavor swap out whatever vegan cheese you use this time for some blue cheese crumbles. Ditch the pepperoncini, I don't know, for some pickled jalapenos. And instead of making that herby garlicky mayo, why not do a hot honey vinaigrette instead? The best part about sandwiches to me is playing around with them. You swap a couple flavors, all of a sudden you end up with something totally different, equally amazing. And I mean, it's a sandwich. It really can't go that wrong. You can find Lightlife Tempeh in the refrigerated aisle at your local grocery store or at lightlife.com.